Let's take a moment to have our sister Candace come up here and pray over us and share her heart about the strongholds word we were talking about. Candace leads a prayer meeting on Friday mornings, is that right? Yep. Tell us about that and then what we talked about earlier and then pray over us if you would.
Well, I guess first just a personal testimony. The Lord's really just been dealing with me a lot the last 2 weeks and in a different way than he's ever dealt with me before. And it felt kind of weighty, and I knew it's a new thing. I know it's something different that he's doing, and I know it's for a higher place than I've been, but I just didn't quite understand it. I'm like, what is this, Lord? What are you doing? What are you doing? And I had kind of explained it to a friend as like, it feels like he has his hand on me or like his thumb on me. And like, I'm feeling the pressure and just yielding over to prayer and whatever he wants. But it's like everything that he's taught me before, he's wanting to go so much deeper and then plus new things and deeper revelation of it. And even to the point of a couple weeks ago, I was in bed sleeping, like really out. And I heard him saying my name. And I'm like, is that you, Lord? Is that you? And to the point, so I woke up. And it's like when I woke up, I wasn't breathing. And I was gasping for air. And I'm like, you know, was kind of scared. And after, you know, days of praying and just asking, like, do I need to go to the doctor? Is something wrong with me? And he's like, no, your every breath is in my hand. Mm-hmm. Your every breath. Not just for the daily things, not just for the big things or the little things, but you wake up because of me, and he wants that to be so deep in us. And so, like I said, it's been good, and I can feel his nearness. I can feel his closeness, but it just feels like, whoa, what is happening? Mm-hmm. And so it's just different. I'm used to like, oh, the joy of the Lord. Ooh, I feel so joyful. But this is like, I know he's there, but it's like, whoa, what is this? But so then we had the prayer meeting on Friday morning, and I was telling Eric, and he's great. He's so encouraging. He's great. But I told him, like, I just feel like I need something. I don't know what, but, like, I just need something. And he's there to encourage. And, like I said, he's great. But there was just something there that I needed. And the two ladies showed up. And I ended up asking for a prayer at the end and kind of just explaining a little bit of what I had just said. And they prayed over me. And it's like, that's exactly what I needed, was just that lifting up of my arms and them joining together with what the Lord's working and doing and trying to yield, but just feeling like I just need a little bit more strength as he's working and pouring out. And and all this, that text about your dream had came out before of the strongholds and stuff, but that was just, I don't know, that wasn't even there in my mind at the time. And then a sister had said that she saw like a long black skinny sliver that the Lord wanted to heal and pull out of past hurts, whether it's self-condemnation or feeling like the Lord can't do that through me. And it was just like, wow, it's like I have that. Like, I feel like I have faith for everyone to, oh, God can do that in you. God can do that in you, whatever it is. But like when it comes to me, it's like, can he really do that in me or through me? And just them praying over that, for that sliver to be pulled out. And it's just been so freeing. And I mean, I kind of knew it was there, but you just think, oh, it's just my flesh. It's just like, you know, but like, I feel like the Lord pulled it out, and it's just been so freeing and praise so just Lord. Great. I mean, he's still dealing with me, but it's like, it's just been great the last 2 days. And I feel such healing. So of a stronghold that I didn't even know was there, that he was so kind to reveal through people coming together in obedience and pulled it out. So
praise the Lord. That's so good. That's so the Lord's heart too. He wants freedom. We had one of our little ones had a splinter the other day, such a small little tiny, and it really just affected their walk in such a way. Their whole body was centered in on this one little thing. And they're spiritual splinters that keep us from walking freely. And the Lord says, just submit to my working in your life. I want to take that out. I want you to be able to walk in freedom completely. So pray that over us if you would, please, sister.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you right now in this moment, Lord, asking for freedom for your people, Lord Jesus. Pour out your freedom, Lord. I pray that people will realize deep within their hearts that now is the time. Now is the time to have the strongholds broken, Lord. And you have already done it. You have already paid the price, Lord. You've already given us the key. You've unlocked the prison. Mm-hmm. And I know you're just saying, come out, come out, come out and be free. Come out and live with me. May we come up higher, Lord Jesus. May we come up higher. Mm. I speak freedom over these people. I speak life. I speak your deep joy, Lord Jesus. I speak your peace over them. May your body be prepared. May we be as the 10 wise virgins whose lamps are full of oil and they are ready to meet their groom and they are ready for that wedding feast, Lord Jesus. May we be ready. May we not spend another day having strongholds because you have defeated the enemy, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We praise you for your faithfulness and for your goodness and for your truth, Lord. And I just pray that if there's anyone here that feels like they need that help of the body, they need someone to hold up their arms, Lord, I pray that they will not leave here today that will be so heavy on their spirit that they will not leave here today without getting the help that they need. And I just ask this in your precious, precious name. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.